Thank you for helping us make Budget and for more than 4 million downloads of Issues Etc. in 2016. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for almost 9 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, and thanks for your financial support of Issues Etc. live and on demand, and for our 24/7 talk and music stations. We're looking forward to partnering with you in 2017.
A secular person has just as good a claim to understanding the truth as a person who is religious, correct?
Well, I'm not sure.
After the Trump election, for the left, you can expect any tweaking of the current sexual revolution legal regime to be viewed as apocalyptic.
The body parts are only valuable for Planned Parenthood and their business partners to sell precisely because they're human just like us.
That's what you should be praying for the blood of the Christ to cover you and your children.
Hi, this is Dan up in Washington State. I'm a Lutheran luthier, which means I make guitars, and I love to listen to Issues, etc.
We simply don't pay attention, although we probably should, to politics other than our own. We consider American politics to be world politics. I mean, are there other elections that matter? Well, of course there are. There's a whole other world out there, and they have their elections as well. And a lot of the issues that we think are important here are also important elsewhere. We could learn a lot by watching the issues there and the elections there in other places, including the much vilified France. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to talk about politics, religion, and the French presidential election with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. Pastor Peter Burfeind will join us after that for part two of our five-part series on Gnosticism in 21st century America. We're going to talk about Gnosticism and American culture. Terry Mattingly is our guest on the other side of that conversation. There was a journalist, recently passed away, Nat Hentoff, who was an odd mix of things, atheist or self-proclaimed Jewish atheist. He was also pro-life. He was also a fierce advocate for the First Amendment. We're going to talk about how the big news outlets did in their obituaries of this iconic journalist with Terry Mattingly. Then Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer will be our guest. Our series, Christ in the Old Testament, will continue. We'll be in Psalm 40, My Help and My Deliverer. Now you can join us with questions or comments over the next 2 hours. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, and the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about politics, religion, and the French presidential election, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, Emeritus Professor at the University of Bedfordshire in England, a French advocate and barrister at law in England and Wales, a member of the Bar of the Supreme Court of the United States, Director of the International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights, and author and editor of more than 50 books, including Christ as Center and Circumference, Christ Our Advocate, and Where Christ is Present. Dr. Montgomery, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you.
Why should the French elections, presidential elections, matter to our American listeners?
Well, of course, the millennialists think that the millennium is going to begin in Jerusalem, but everybody who has any real knowledge of culture and cuisine knows that it's going to start in Paris. And therefore, obviously, all of us should be aware of what's going on in France. But more seriously, the French election is archetypal and has a lot to say to the American scene.
So give us the lay of the land there. What is happening, what is and has been at issue in the French presidential elections?
Yes, there are two major considerations. The first is that for 5 years, there has been a catastrophic socialist presidency under Hollande, H-O-L-L-A-N-D-E, and he has managed to get the lowest ratings of any French president in modern times. He has done everything wrong, including the legalizing of homosexual marriage. And this is offended everybody in France, and there is no chance in the world in the election coming up this next year, the next five-year election, that the socialists are going to win. The two parties that are competing for the presidential role are the conservatives, who are now called the Republicans, fascinatingly enough, and the very, very right-wing party under Le Pen, L-E-N-P-E-E-N. The head of that party is Marine Le Pen, and what she has tried to do is to make that more of a mainline party. Under her father, who started the party, it was extremely right-wing, and she has tried to modernize the party and make it of more general appeal. The result of this is that her father and she are now alienated. Anyway, she will be competing against the conservative candidate, François Fillon, F-I-L-L-O-N. And in order for her to get a hearing, she has recently tried to oppose Fillon by criticizing a statement that he made in a speech in which he said that he was a Christian. Now, this was just a brief remark in which he said that he was a Gaullist, following the conservative philosophy of Charles de Gaulle, and also a Christian believer. And he is a serious Christian believer. The odd part about this is that Le Pen has strongly opposed Muslim immigration and has seemed to be in opposition to minorities such as the Muslims. But obviously, Marine Le Pen has been looking for some way to stick it to Fillon, and this apparently offered her an opportunity to do so. So that's the current situation. The prediction is that Fillon is definitely going to become the next president. The French elections are in two stages, and in the first stage, everyone predicts that the socialists will be completely eliminated. Everybody is sick of them. And then in the second round, Fillon will win over Le Pen. Okay, that's the first point. Now, the second point is that to understand the French situation as far as religion and politics is concerned, we need to realize that separation of church and state in France in 1905 was a very different thing from the separation of church and state in the U.S. In the 18th century and on beyond that. In the U.S., the purpose of the separation of church and state was to keep the government from interfering with the church. The Puritans and the Pilgrims were sick and tired of a state church, and they wanted to keep the government away from church activity. Now, in France, the situation was exactly the reverse. As a result of the Roman Catholic Church having such a strong influence over the old regime before the French Revolution, the idea in 1905 was to separate church and state to keep the church from interfering with the state. And the result of that in France has been that most political leaders have been unwilling to affirm any kind of religious position for fear it will seem to be jeopardizing that separation of church and state. Fillon was the prime minister under the previous conservative government, Sarkozy. And Sarkozy, in contact with the Pope, said that the French ought to be using their religious convictions in the public sphere. And Fillon obviously goes along with this. Incidentally, his wife is British. He is very pro-British, pro-American, and his attitude is that religious conviction ought to have a place in public life. And oddly enough, you've got Le Pen opposing this, even though she's far stronger against minority groups than the Republican Party in France ever thought of being.
With respect to religious liberty and then what is kind of the looming issue there in France and many other European countries, the immigration and assimilation of Islamic immigrants. Where do the two parties and candidates stand?
Well, certainly Le Pen is more strongly against that kind of thing than Fillon's party. But everybody in France is aware that this is an extremely serious problem. The French have been much stronger in controlling this than any other European country. And the reason is that they insist upon assimilation to French society by immigrants. The French educational system is far more traditional than that of educational systems elsewhere. And you don't have a situation as in England where the immigrants are able to come in with no knowledge of the English language and are able to do almost anything without sufficient public control. In France, if you want to become a citizen, you've got to be able to speak the French language, and you've got to assimilate French values. The problems in France with regard to immigration are simply that France had a colonial empire in North Africa, and in countries like Algeria and Morocco, of course, there are a majority of Muslims. And these people have wanted very much to enter France. And the first generation is often a problem. They are assimilated with some difficulty. And in suburbs and major French cities such as Paris, you've got young people who are a problem. But this is far less ideologically a difficulty in France than it is in other European countries.
Is this something worth watching with respect to France's policy on whether or not the government can in any way allow religious expression, especially among governmental employees?
Well, the French legal system has made it perfectly clear that Muslims, for example, or other religious minorities may not wear a religious dress that makes it impossible to determine who the person is or that would suggest that the government is supporting that religious position. That means that public employees in France, including school teachers, are not able, if they are Muslim, to wear a full Muslim dress. The rule is that it's possible to wear an unostentatious religious symbol, like a cross or a Star of David or whatever, but you cannot dress in such a way that it implies that the government is supporting the religious position you represent. This is very different from the United States or in England. In common law countries, Muslims can wear full Muslim dress, whatever they're doing. Therefore, this is another indication that France is really being much more rigorous in handling this problem than other countries are.
In your opinion, is there a certain utility to that approach to these things?
Oh, I certainly think there is. You don't want, if you have a separation of church and state, you don't want to give the impression that the government is supporting any one particular religion. Therefore, you mustn't allow that sort of thing. If you do, you're contradicting your own principles. Separation of church and state does not mean that the religionist is not able to present his wares in the public arena. Of course he can, but he can't do it in such a way as to imply that the government is doing this. This has been the problem in the States, where evangelicals, for example, have wanted to have prayer in the public schools have religious symbols on public property and all this and that. And what they ought to do is to realize that the separation of church and state gives them the opportunity to do the evangelism. They should not expect the government to do the evangelism for them.
Finally, Dr. Montgomery, in a nutshell, what is likely to change with the French presidential election coming up?
Well, every likelihood indicates that the conservative party, now called the Republicans, Républicains, will be in power. And they will certainly not be engaged in any of the crackpot ideological activities that the socialists were engaged in. I think there might even be the possibility that homosexual marriage would be outlawed and the situation would move back to the situation that existed previously. But even if that doesn't take place, there's going to be a much more stable conservative government in power for the next 5 years. Our hope is that this government will, for example, tackle some severe economic problems. There is a labor code in France that is so complex that nobody can understand it. And what it does basically is to make it impossible to fire anybody. And this discourages businesses from hiring people. This socialist labor code has got to be dealt with. And that means that the government in the next 5 years is going to have the courage to fight the unions. In England, Margaret Thatcher broke the back of the unions, thank heaven. In France, nobody has had the courage to do this. And the question is going to be in the next 5 years, is that going to be possible? And that's extremely important. But certainly with Fillon, who is a serious believing Christian, there's going to be someone at the head of the French state who is far more appreciative of historic Christian values than we've had for quite some time. And that's very, very encouraging.
Dr. John Warwick Montgomery is Emeritus Professor at the University of Bedfordshire in England. He's a French advocate, barrister at law in England and Wales, and a member of the Bar of the Supreme Court of the United States. He is director of the International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights, and author and editor of more than 50 books, including Christ as Center and Circumference, Christ Our Advocate, and Where Christ is Present. You can purchase his books and find out more about the International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights held annually in Strasbourg, France, at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Dr. Montgomery joined us from Strasbourg, France. Dr. Montgomery, thanks.
You're most welcome.
On the other side of the break, we have started a conversation with Pastor Peter Burfeind. He's authored this book, Gnostic America. The conversation is about Gnosticism in 21st century America, and we're going to turn to the subject of Gnosticism and American culture in part two of our five-part series. Stay tuned. Celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation with the new Martin Luther plush figure. It features the 16th century reformer holding the Bible and Luther's morning and evening prayers. Go to reformationgear.com, use the coupon code ISSUESETC, and 20% of your purchase will help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. reformationgear.com, the new Martin Luther plush figure, reformationgear.com, and enter the coupon code ISSUESETC.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Education and edification. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Reformation approaches. A good time to ask, who are we as confessional Lutherans? What's our heritage? The Confessional Lutherans for Christ Commission has produced the Layman's Guide to Theological History. Go to the clcc.org and see which of these presentations and books would be most helpful to you and your fellow parishioners. And consider becoming a member with us as the CLCC seeks to help more people know what it means to be a confessional Lutheran. The clcc.org.
O morning star, of morning star,
listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Star, how fair and bright you shine with God.
Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.